Residents of the Ben Shaw subdivision turned out in force again Thursday to protest a proposed marijuana growing facility that they say should not be allowed in their mainly residential area. During the public hearing on a business license request for the facility near the corner of Badger Road and Benshoff Drive, Lois Maxwell says she opposes it because it'll harm children.
We try to teach the children that use of mind-altering substances is not a good idea. But when it's right in your neighborhood, it's something that becomes the norm, and we don't want it to be the norm.
Maxwell says her home, like many others, is only about 500 feet from where AK Green Bee Incorporated wants to grow pot commercially. She says it's not the right place for such a facility. Cyrus Freeman, another area resident, agrees, and he says he's located a much better place in Salcha.
That property is on a much larger wooded lot with convenient access to the Richardson Highway.
Krista Dyer says she and others in the neighborhood have launched an effort to rezone the area to keep businesses that produce or dispense alcohol or marijuana from setting up shop there.
We started that process back in July. It's just a really slow process. Looks like about 6 months.
And 11-year-old Kyra Rodriguez says the facility just kind of creeps her out.
I don't like it. And when I walk home, it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
AK Green Bee owner Monique Daigle says she understands her neighbor's concerns and has made several changes in the layout and design of her 2,400-square-foot growing facility to accommodate them.
As far as children in the neighborhood, I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent.
Daigle says she's met all borough and state requirements for the license. She says she supports residents' drive to rezone the neighborhood just east of her property, even though that'll require additional floor plan adjustments. She says her facility will be well secured and won't generate much traffic, only a few vehicles a day for employees and one or two deliveries. And she says she'll open a new entryway away from the neighborhood in the spring.
We are responsible members of our community who feel that as a business owner, we owe the members of our community to operate with integrity.
After the hearing, Assemblyman Lance Roberts urged fellow members to disregard the borough administration's recommendation to support the business license and instead vote for a resolution he sponsored that would urge the State Marijuana Control Board to deny it. He recounted reasons he usually cites whenever the Assembly considers a marijuana business license request, that pot is still illegal under federal law and is bad for your health. And he said this time there's another important consideration.
What really matters for this case specifically is how it is adjacent to a residential neighborhood. There's so many places it could have been put in our community, but instead it was put right next to a residential neighborhood.
That argument resonated with three other Assembly members, Matt Cooper and newly elected Angela Major and Aaron Lajeski. The four voted in favor of Roberts' amended resolution opposing the business license, but that measure failed on a 4-4 tie vote. Assemblyman Sean Tackey recused himself because he's active in the cannabis industry. After Roberts' measure failed, the Assembly voted 7-1 to recommend the Marijuana Control Board grant the license, pending AK Green Bee obtaining a borough conditional use permit. The Assembly then approved resolutions supporting licenses for two other marijuana businesses, with Roberts the lone dissenting vote on both. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.